L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Get it? The Burt Show.
I already know I'm an idiot, but let me ask you guys if you're an idiot in this same small way. You know, like when you're online and you go to a website and it's like, hey, we're just making sure that you are not a robot. And then a whole bunch of pictures come up that you're supposed to click on all the buses or whatever.
Or all the wheels.
All the wheels. Do you guys get that wrong like 90% of the time on the first try?
Not 90% of the time, but I have definitely gotten it wrong.
I've definitely got a few wrong myself. 90 pretty high.
I'm never quite sure if it's just part of the little tire.
Yeah.
Is that part of a tire? Or
the stoplight? Like, is that yellow part? Is that part of the stoplight or is it not part of the stoplight?
The bicycle.
Yeah. 90% might be high, but I'm pretty sure. I'm being kind to myself. I probably hit it 50% wrong.
What?
You might really be a robot.
But you have the bum eye.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Yeah,
I also have the bum intelligence.
But the sty is gone, right?
That it is.
Okay, good.
That it is. All right, Cassie, so now you have been sucked into this vortex.
Yeah, I hate you both for getting me onto Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I was sitting in my car, like normal people do, looking for something to watch on Hulu, and I knew the scroll, like, you know, when you don't have anything to watch and you're like, am I really going to spend half an hour looking through every single streaming channel to figure it out? So I'm settling in for that and I see it right in front of me and I'm like, you know what? Two people on this show are invested. I'm going to check it out. And oh my God, the first episode is like an entire season packed into one.
This is season one, episode one?
Yes, okay. Season one, episode one. It was so good. And I was like, I get it. And I just have to say the producers and editors of that show, because I'm watching it through that lens, are incredible.
It gets so much worse in the second season. What you are watching now is just scratching the surface of the manipulation of these producers. I don't even know that you could say it's manipulation. Like, the people on the cast know what they're doing.
I think they know what they're doing, and they're probably getting paid to do it, because some of the stuff is so messed up, you would never do it to a true friend.
Yeah, and I'm watching. I even, like, recorded one part of it because I got excited. So you can see they've removed the audio from the video track, and they're, like, on one girl, but you can see the other girl's hand coming in frame like she's talking, except they're not playing her audio. So I'm like, ooh, editing mistake. But I love stuff like that. But anyway, they are messy. They are ridiculous. I hate their husbands. Most of them I despise as well. But there are some, like, good gems.
Mm-mm.
But they
you think they're gems now?
Do I?
Yeah.
I have a feeling I'm not going to like my favorite.
Anyone you like now, I can assure you, you're going to have a struggling relationship with it at some point.
Their husbands are just as annoying, and I think we're on the same page about Jen's husband. Although I do feel like he had a couple of one-liners where I was like, you know what? He's kind of spitting facts here.
Zach sucks and Dakota sucks.
Oh my God, Dakota's the worst.
Which one? The Tamlin, using an ACOTAR reference.
The Tamlin?
Like, you think that he's, like, the good guy, ooh, but then come season two, you get just, like, hit upside the head.
I know what she's talking about.
We knew Zach was bad from the beginning, so this isn't, like, a shock to us. We knew Dakota was toxic.
The dude that has been rumored to be cheating on his wife.
Demi's husband.
What?
Demi's husband is the Tamlin, and that makes a lot of sense because I think his name is Brett. He's, like, stunning. Like, he's so beautiful. Like, he's the kind of jawline that cuts knives.
Wow. Okay. Well, that is depressing. I haven't gotten there yet. But I have to say, there's one thing that they or the producers are doing, and I think that every single friend group should be doing it. It is a beautiful display of love and affection, and it's called I Love You Because. And they're all together at this penthouse together for Macy's birthday around a table. And then Demi comes out and says, should we do a round of I Love You Because?
Should we go around and do an I Love You Because?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, let's do that.
I love Macy because I know I could tell her absolutely anything and she wouldn't judge me for it.
Oh.
She just gets my sense of humor. I feel like we're not similar. We're actually quite opposite. But that's what makes it the best.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. You are just genuinely yourself and I think you're amazing.
You're blunt. You just say how it is to people's face.
So what I love is they're all going around telling birthday girl Macy why they love her. So I'm going to put you guys on the spot. I have a little bucket of names. You're going to pick one name out the bucket, and you're going to do I love you because for someone in studio.
Oh, well, that's wholesome.
Yeah. Make sure you didn't get yourself.
It's better than the truth box I thought you were going to make us do.
My God. How many times are they going to break that thing out?
I almost made us do it right before break, but then y'all were out on Friday, and I was like, it's not going to be as fun if everyone's not here.
Cassie, I assure you that, and let me add this, and I was going to talk about this later on in the show. I have gotten to a point with that show that I've actually given it up. I'm on like episode 4, maybe season 2, and there's just so much conflict and so much negativity and so much clearly manufactured tension on the show that we started to watch it the other night, Amanda and I, and I'm like, can we watch something else? I'm over it.
What?
I can't finish it out.
You're so much better than me because I felt like once I was in, I was like, I got to finish it out. Like, I'm in this far. I'm 6 episodes in. It's midnight, but I have to know what's going to happen with these women that say that they love each other but actually hate each other. Okay.
I just looked at mine and, man, did I draw the easiest assignment.
Oh, I got the easiest one, too.
So everyone has them. I should have done Truth Box. And yes, I'm also like,
what is Truth Box again?
It's like where they put mean truths about each other or like things you want to call someone out on.
I'd really rather not do that right now.
No, we're not doing that.
Wow. I'm not up for that.
Love and kindness reign supreme, even though Dakota and Taylor got into a huge fight in front of their kid in the second season, which is why I'm stopping watching it.
They're all terrible.
It's not okay.
Every single one of them is terrible.
It's why I gave up The Real Housewives. Like years ago, because it got so toxic and the way the women spoke to each other, I'm like, no human being should speak to another human being like that. And I actually felt like myself getting amped up and like it exacerbated my anxiety that I'm like, I can't watch these shows anymore because they treat each other so poorly.
I had genuine ageism when it came to that show. I couldn't watch it because these were like women in their 40s and 50s, and you should be over that kind of crap. These are women in their 20s and 30s. I'm like, okay, I can understand.
Yeah. Well, if you meet their parents, I want to punch Taylor's dad in the face for what he said to her in one episode.
Ooh. Wait till you watch Taylor's mom change.
She is an AI robot. You can't convince me otherwise.
I don't think you've given it up. I think
I swear, ask Amanda. I swear to you. We literally turn it on, and I'm like, I can't do it anymore.
I think like a drug. You're going to go back.
I gave it up on episode 2 of season 1, and now I'm in season 2. And Chad, my husband's like, I'm not watching that. And he's reading in bed next to me, and I see him put down the book, and he's watching. He loves it.
You're
going
to relapse.
I'm not going back in, man.
And you got to be honest when you do, man.
I swear to you, I will. I swear on my kids and ESPN I have not watched.
Not, right, not ESPN.
I'll go first. Do you have a format for this?
No, you can kick it off. Go for it. Who did you get?
Kristen.
Hi.
Oh my God.
You have to start it with I love you because.
It can only be one?
Yeah, give me as long as you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's make it one for time, please.
Okay. I love you because you genuinely care with your heart and soul about everybody that you meet.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
90% of people.
The other 10% can go screw themselves.
You just have a compassion and sincerity gear that I just love about you.
I appreciate that. Thank you. All right, since it's kicked off to me, we're just going around the room. Mo, I love you because of your unending dedication and loyalty to your family. How much you love your mother, your father, your sisters, your grandmother, the way you talk about them, the way you dote on them, the way you all lift each other up and support each other, I think, is very admirable.
That was beautiful. Thank you. I wish they loved me as much as well. Okay, I got Abby.
Okay.
Abby, I love you because as much as I don't think you give yourself enough credit for it, I think you are very brave and I think you are very willing to go at each and every challenge that you have to, and you're not afraid to be vulnerable, and I think that's pretty cool.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's very sweet of you. Okay, I got Bert. We literally just went around the horn. Yeah. Bert, I love you because you sign my paychecks.
If you think you're the first woman that has said that to me, you are wrong.
No, I love you because you took a chance on me and just plucked this random girl from Jacksonville and trusted me becoming a part of your show. And that means a lot to have that kind of trust.
And glad I did.
Girl, 100%. I'm got flag on the plate. It's got to be about Bert.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Okay, what else do I have?
You can't say I love you because you paid me and you hired me.
As I said, this is a reassurance. recurring theme in my life for 30 years. So get in line.
I'm trying to think of something good on the fly. I love you because...
Well, this is backfiring. Well,
now we're finally going to get people to listen to it. Yeah, now I'm interested.
Now I'm nervous. Now I'm worried I'm going to say the wrong thing.
Oh, and we're not going anywhere.
This is classic me just constantly saying the wrong thing. Always. Now it has to be really good.
Yeah, it does.
And really insightful.
There is a lot of pressure on you right now.
Wow.
Because the reason why you love me is now on the line.
No, I'm worried you're not going to be signing my paychecks. I love you because you genuinely have so much intention with making sure that everyone is good. You are very, even though you've said on air before that you feel like you're not good at fostering relationships, I disagree with that. I see that you take your role as a leader so much more than just more than just a job. Like, you go out of your way to make sure that we're good if you feel like something's off. Okay, and I think a lot of people in leadership do not take the time to do that.
Thank you. That was a good rebound. Solid rebound.
Don't we feel like good? Everyone should text their friends this today. Text them and I love you because you really just might make their day.
And they'll be like, are you high? What's wrong with you right now?
Well, you can be high and do this. They're not mutually exclusive.
You might have picked the one positive grain out in two seasons on that show.
Oh, yeah.
That's the only one.
That's the only redeeming fact.
Get it? The Burt Show.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.